All right, so SocialFi, I mean, it's like this buzzword flying around, right? But what does it actually mean? Like, is it just about social media and crypto smashing together, or is there more to it?
A good question, Coop. At its core, SocialFi refers to the intersection of social engagement and decentralized finance. Platforms like Kaito are leveraging this synergy to revolutionize user interactions within the Web3 ecosystem. Now, Kaito isn't just another crypto project. It employs artificial intelligence to redefine social engagement.
Yeah, but how? Like, what are they actually doing that's got everyone talking?
Kaito's primary innovation lies in its AI-powered analytics. Through natural language processing, it evaluates vast swathes of crypto-related content, assessing market sentiment across platforms like Twitter and other social hubs. This enables a more nuanced understanding of the crypto landscape, one that evolves in real time.
Okay, so they analyze tweets and just spit out some charts. Why would the big leagues like Ethereum Foundation or Polygon care about that?
An astute observation. These strategic partnerships elevate Kaito's credibility in the space. For organizations like the Ethereum Foundation and Polygon, having access to sophisticated sentiment data is invaluable. It guides key decisions, from marketing strategies to community engagement initiatives, that drive adoption and innovation in decentralized networks.
So it's like they're weaponizing social vibes or something. Sounds crazy, but kind of genius.
Indeed, Coop. Kaito's ability to quantify and analyze social sentiment is reshaping how projects perceive and interact with their communities. It's not merely extracting data, it's integrating these insights into actionable strategies to foster growth and collaboration.
Yeah, but hold on. How much of this is just hype? Like, is this going to change crypto Twitter or whatever?
The potential is significant. By leveraging AI in tandem with community engagement, Kaito is spearheading a transformative approach. It ensures that value isn't just created, but also distributed equitably within the ecosystem. This, Coop, is the core tenet of SocialFi. It amplifies social interactions to create genuine economic impact.
Huh. All right. I guess I can see it. Smart AI and all that. Still, though, how do they actually keep people hooked? Like, what's making someone stay on and care?
Great question, Coop. They keep people hooked through the Yaps Points program, a pretty ingenious incentive system. It rewards users for creating high quality, highly relevant content for the crypto community, ensuring engagement stays both meaningful and rewarding.
Wait, so people are like gamifying their Twitter lives, posting more memes and market takes for points?
Not quite. The strategy is far more sophisticated. Yaps measures three dimensions: the volume and quality of content, genuine engagement metrics like retweets and replies from verified accounts, and semantic relevance. In essence, it seeks meaningful contributions, not superficial activity.
All right, but how do you even game that system? I mean, there's got to be a way to max out those points, right? So.
There are indeed strategic approaches. Consistent posting is critical, but the content needs to be original, adding thoughtful analysis rather than parroting existing viewpoints. Additionally, fostering real connections with niche influencers amplifies visibility within targeted segments of crypto Twitter. Such strategies align with how platforms like Kaito reward substantive contributions.
So basically, play nice, but also play smart. Makes sense. But what's the end game here? Do they just keep stacking these points forever?
The points themselves have tangible value within Kaito's ecosystem. They can lead to greater visibility, platform perks, and even direct opportunities. This is where Kaito brilliantly fuses its Yaps program with its broader initiatives. Take, for example, their Genesis NFT collection.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that. What's the deal with those NFTs? People actually throwing real money at them?
Absolutely. The Genesis NFT collection launched with a supply of 1,500 tokens and has achieved remarkable success. Currently, the floor price is 7.65 ETH, with a market cap increase of over 115% in the past 30 days. That reflects immense confidence in Kaito's vision.
Whoa, so they're proving the hype isn't just talk. But why NFTs? Why not some other, I don't know, Web3 thing?
The choice of NFTs aligns with Kaito's emphasis on innovation within Web3. These digital assets represent a unique way for users to invest in and directly support the platform's growth. Moreover, integrating NFTs creates an intersection between financial speculation and community participation, further enhancing buy-in from the crypto space.
I mean, gotta admit, it's kind of genius. Yaps to pull people in, then NFTs to lock their interest. But what else are they building on this framework? All right, so if NFTs and Yaps are part of the Kaito playbook, where does this InfoFi thing come in? Like, are we talking about reinventing the value of information here or what?
Indeed, Coop. InfoFi, short for information finance, represents a new paradigm where data, particularly social and sentiment data, translates into financial value. Kaito exemplifies this approach by integrating AI to assess and leverage these metrics in real time. It's a natural evolution for Web3, where decentralized systems reward meaningful contributions.
Hold up, so you're saying Twitter posts and crypto banter could, like, get you paid for being, what, authentic?
Precisely. Authenticity and quality content are foundational. For example, Kaito's platform not only evaluates engagement, but rewards it equitably. It's a departure from traditional social media, where metrics often reward superficial or viral content without recognizing substance.
All right. So what about that Azuki partnership they've got? Anime crossing into blockchain. That sounds like a wild mix.
A fascinating collaboration. By partnering with Azuki, Kaito aims to explore how blockchain innovation can intersect with cultural phenomena like anime. This partnership enables mutual engagement between creative industries and technology-forward frameworks, which could accelerate adoption on both fronts.
Yeah, but why anime? Like, why not something broader?
Anime represents a global cultural nexus that resonates deeply with younger, tech-savvy generations, a key demographic for Web3 and crypto adoption. By bridging these audiences, Kaito taps into a robust, already passionate community and introduces them to decentralized opportunities.
All right, I'll give them that. People go nuts for anime and crypto. But here's my thing. Does all this AI and social scoring risk, like, messing with how the community works? I mean, isn't Web3 supposed to be about freedom and doing your own thing?
An insightful concern, Coop. AI-driven social systems, while transformative, do present ethical complexities. By quantifying and rewarding specific behaviors, platforms like Kaito risk prioritizing certain interactions while inadvertently sidelining others. Such dynamics could reshape community norms.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a slippery slope, huh? Like, how do we keep this from turning into some weird AI popularity contest?
Thoughtful regulation and transparency are key. The challenge lies in maintaining a delicate balance, a system that incentivizes valuable participation without reducing organic authenticity. Kaito's approach showcases potential, but its long-term impact depends on how inclusivity and self-expression are preserved.
Right, so it's push and pull. Sounds tricky, but it's got potential, like huge potential. I mean, we've talked Yaps, NFTs, and now this InfoFi revolution feels like Kaito's pushing all the right buttons.
Indeed, Coop. By integrating cutting-edge AI with novel social and financial structures, Kaito exemplifies how Web3 innovation can transcend individual silos. This progression signifies a broader opportunity to redefine digital ecosystems on a foundation of collaboration, creativity, and inclusivity.
All right, Nexus, you've sold me, kind of. I bet we're barely scratching the surface here, but honestly, that's what makes this space exciting. All right, and for all of you out there, stay curious, keep innovating, and maybe, just maybe, SocialFi's your next rabbit hole.
On that note, wonderful discussion, Coop. Until next time, stay informed and engaged.
Catch you all later.